Good afternoon, parties. Thank you for reconvening on short notice. I appreciate your availability. It's December 14, 2023. We're reconvened for a reopening of the hearing for brief, addressing a single brief legal issue for LS 21002, 003, and 004. What I'd like to do is request additional briefing from the parties concerning a narrow issue of law, and this relates to the relationship primarily. And I'll if you any of you feel like you this implicates other issues or matters, I welcome briefing on it. But it specifically, this arises in the context of the relationship of Roberto Soto Contreras vis-a-vis Baja. Baja argues that Roberto Soto Contreras was an independent contractor. Thus, Baja doesn't meet the definition of employer. City argues the contrary, that Contreras was an employee. And I understand the fact arguments presented by the parties and how you've worked through the facts. And I certainly understand how maybe a narrow issue of law may have been missed in the context of a voluminous record. What I have questions about are the follow are is the following. Under law, under case law, when does an independent contractor become an employee? What is the law concerning an independent contractor that isn't addressed by either party? Whether it absolves Baja on the one hand or not on the other by the city, how does the fact that he's an independent contractor under the law play out here? It's mostly just stated he's an independent contractor, and that's the end of the discussion. And that isn't helpful to me, at least understanding the law vis-a-vis independent contractors. You know, when does an independent contractor become an employee? When are there also, even as an independent contractor, is the law of agency implicated? No party mentioned the law of agency. So if an independent contractor is operating on behalf of someone, they may be an independent contractor. How and when does their agency become implicated? Again, I understand the fact implications of what you've stated, but no one addressed if even if the individual is an independent contractor, can or do they operate as an agent within Washington state law? Make sure that I've addressed this in my notes, that I've addressed everything before I get to your questions. It's important to note that, again, I understand your arguments, but I think what in part was missing was the need to address issues raised by the other party. So while I recognize the arguments raised by Baja that Baja is an employer or not an employer for the reasons that it describes, and Roberto is an independent contractor, if the city's saying that he is an employee, please address that. Get at that. And how does the law not implicate him within that context of that law, and vice versa with the city? Address the Baja's argument again in the context of the law. If he's an independent contractor, how or if does that law still implicate Baja as an employer? It's a relationship that is vague on the facts. We've got the facts that we have before us in this case. We're not going to change those. But again, there is law behind both independent contractor and agency issues that was not addressed. Sure, I've completed my notes. This is a heavy emphasis and request on to look at this from not just the facts and arguing your perspective on the facts, but please back it up with case law, an analysis of case law on these issues. I'm aware that I can go do independent research on this, and I will do that if necessary, but I'm loath to do that in an area that the parties haven't even addressed in their briefing. And so this is your opportunity to address that in the briefing. All right, let's go to questions. Are there any parties, anybody have any questions about what I'm asking? Okay, sound like you're all clear on that based on the silence. We do need to set a schedule for briefing. You will need to chime in on that. When would you be able to complete briefing on this, and what would be your approach to this? Do you want to do it all at once, or do you want to do staggered briefing where you have an opportunity to respond? Oh, and one final note that I did miss in my notes. I don't expect much on this, if anything, from New Way or Machado. I don't know that it necessarily implicates your cases. If it does, like, you're welcome to provide the additional briefing on it, but I don't ask that you provide briefing on the issue, particularly with regard to Roberto, unless it implicates your clients. Obviously, you're welcome to be here today, and it's I'm not going to have an ex parte contact with the other folks to address this issue, but the goal was to address this issue. So let's get to scheduling then.
Your Honor, this is Mark Kimball on behalf of Baja. Mr. Larkin is also present as well. I think it, given the importance and significance of this issue, we would request staggered briefing, meaning the ability to do an initial brief and then a reply brief. I think that would be important.
Mr. Kimball, I appreciate it. If any one of you asked that, I was going to do it. So I've got that asked now. I agree. Again, in this case, there are stark contrasts by the parties in their positions. And so having each party comment on, and as you heard in my comment, I didn't see that in some instances here. I really do need the parties giving me comments on the others' arguments, not just promoting their own. So I think that that's the way to approach this. So let's go ahead with a briefing schedule then to have an initial brief filed and a response. We're right on the heels here of the holiday and the new year. I'm not going to impose a schedule on you all for this. Clearly, given the scheduling for this, plus the fact that I had the flu last week, we're not going to get a decision out of me until after the first of the year. So I defer to you all to let me know what you're able to do with your schedules to meet this request.
Well, yeah, given the holidays coming up, I would like to suggest initial briefing by the 5th of January.
Bob proposes initial briefing by 5th of January. Anybody have a challenge with that or another suggestion? All right, then we will go with January 5th, Friday, January 5th as the due date for the initial briefing. I do want to give you the chance for a response, but we don't need to take too much longer on that because you will have, again, it's a very narrow issue. You're all very familiar with both the law and the facts in this. So, can we do response the following week, January 12th?
Yep.
Okay. Very good. All right. I'm sorry to pull you all back in.
Sorry, I was looking at my calendar and I was
Oh,
not able
yes.
to get off mute. Let me just check that second
Okay.
week because I do have some additional travel. Like I'm leaving today after this call and I do
Certainly.
have some travel in January. So just give me a second.
Okay, Ms. Green.
Okay. I am traveling. What was the second date? The first date was fine. The January 5th was fine. Was it the
Okay.
following week?
I was suggesting that the following week for January 12th for the response.
Okay. Okay, I can
I'm
do that.
okay. All right. I'm fully cognizant of the time of year that we're doing this in. And again, I don't need to be having anybody work over the holidays to address this matter. Okay, so we do have a schedule, January 5th, January 12th for response. Promise I won't ask for anything more from you all at that point. And I look forward to getting you all a decision out at that. I have been working on it, so it won't be a cold start on January 12th for me. And look forward to receiving a briefing. Since I do have you all here, I'll just wish you all a happy holiday and look forward to getting that final briefing and getting a decision out to you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Bye.